Welcome to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group, bringing you interviews with Colorado's best real estate and mortgage professionals, empowering you to understand the current trends in the housing market so you can make the American dream your reality. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, it's a great day in Colorado, and this is the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast. Today, we have with us Tara Schrader, who's a mortgage loan originator with Mission San Jose Mortgage. Tara, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
Yeah, I always love learning from different people from different walks of life, and it's always neat to hear what got you into the business, right? Because, you know, typically if you're a doctor, lawyer, oh yeah, my family, but what not many people, you know, stand up at career day and say, I'm going to be maybe a loan officer. So what initially got you into the mortgage industry?
Well, I grew up in very reduced circumstances. So I guess that's the polite way of saying poor. So the idea of eventually one day of owning my own home seemed like is about as, you know, possible as landing on the moon was,
yeah.
You know, so I mean, for me personally, not that, you know, we haven't already done that, but for me, so, you know, it's like got older and, you know, eventually it became possible, you know, but just barely, because in those days you had to have a 640 and, you know, it just still
credit score. Yeah.
It wasn't as easy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I actually called a larger branch of mortgage originators and wasn't quite at that 640 yet. So I was, you know, dispensable. So I just kind of got checked out of the way, you know, no tips, no guidance. And then I actually had the opportunity to speak with a new loan originator who really, really wanted that business, obviously, you know,
yeah.
They're hungry, they're starving. And they worked with me until I got there. They worked through the whole process. And, you know, I really appreciated that. So I ended up spending 17 years in property management until one day I was just like, no, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the whole great resignation, you know, sweeping the country. I don't know. Or, you know, pre-midlife crisis. But I quit. And then I had to think, okay, what was, you know, the biggest things in my life? And being able to buy my house was, you know, obviously one of the top great things. And I wanted to be that person. I wanted to be the person that, you know, picked up, you know, the busier, more established people's, you know, clients that maybe quite weren't there and they didn't have time to work with them. And I wanted to be that person that stuck by them as their partner to get them where they wanted to be, to, you know, get to the point of them being able to, you know, buy their own house. And I just really wanted to be the person that took it that extra step and made the journey with them, made their dream possible, because I know of the big impact it had on my life.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting you lay it out that way, because there's so many, you know, from a psychological standpoint of self-worth. And back then you were like, wow, what am I, chopped liver? And you won't help me out. And right. I feel inferior, or I just wish I had a, and when someone did come by alongside you and take you by the hand and say, okay, if we did this and then this, and it's going to take a minute or two, so it's not overnight, but they work with you. Now, all of a sudden you feel recognized, seen, cared for. And now all of a sudden it's like, ooh, I achieved this. And you appreciate things so much more when you actually have to work for it. And I think that's such a neat thing that now you're like, okay, now I'm going to go and do the same thing to give, yes, the American dream to other people, but the extra layer of really that personal attention, that personal touch.
Yeah, the personal
I want to be person on the other end of the phone when they, you know, start to panic, you know, that they feel comfortable calling and, you know, just talk about it. A lot of loan officers in my experience, because now at this point I've refinanced and I've gotten a HELOC and, you know, all of those other fancy words. And so I've dealt with multiple different people, and that idea of them being available besides the very first one, it just wasn't there. You know, it was just, yep. okay, I'll call you in a week. You know, but yeah, the whole time I'm like, oh my gosh, what up? You know, where are we at? What's
going on? Mark's point about passion, huge. You know, because there's some people out there, whoever they may be, or we can all, you know, picture in our mind the person that just cherry picks the best of the best and the easy easies. Mm-hmm. And then when someone that comes across their desk that looks gonna be a little bit harder, it's like, yeah, pass. Well, maybe they could have been your best source of referrals because they're so appreciative, mm-hmm. but you never gave them the chance. So you having that passion for been there, done that, and now I want to give that to someone else. That's really a unique, that's a big competitive advantage I would recognize that you bring.
Yeah, I would hope so, because it's not about quantity to me. Yeah. I don't need 15 a month. Actually, I really don't want that many, to be honest. That's, I probably shouldn't say that, but I want the ones that were in my situation. That's my goal. That's where I want to specialize. May it be, you know, military that just got out, you know, just got out. I want to help them get settled. You know, up and comers who have just completed their, you know, their 2 years of work and now feel like they're ready. I want to help them. I want to go out into the communities and, you know, be a part of making that community better.
Yes. You know, I was, when you were describing that, I was thinking of, I was talking earlier today to a financial planner that helps people lower their amount of taxes they pay. And he calls it found money. He's like, they didn't know they could do this, so I'm giving them back money. Well, in what you're describing, you're able to work with a realtor to say, look, you know, those people that, you took them around and then they couldn't get qualified. I'm able to turn those into raving fan clients for us both, because now when that realtor refers them to you and you work your magic, now you have raving fans for they're raving fans for both you as the lender and the realtor partner.
Right, exactly. And my company, Mission San Jose, actually works with 75 plus lenders. So as long as you meet the, you know, the base criteria, I can find an option. You know, I have a lot of resources that I can go to make that happen. And a lot of, you know, main big branches don't have as many, you know, offers on the table that they can pull and have access to. So I think that is, you know, one of the strongest forces behind me, is that I do have access to so much help, to so much instruction, and three, just so much support from the company itself.
100%. And nothing against other people that work for a captive company, you know, like a bank or a big name, but they are limited in what they can offer. They can only offer you their suite of, or their portfolio of products. But if you have so many options, that brings a lot of opportunity to be creative, you know, to go, ooh, well, let's do this package because I've got a lender that does it this way. And it just opens up the doors of opportunity for you.
Exactly. And it gives me, you know, more tools in my tool belt to, you know, bring to the table to get some of the ones that seem impossible done.
So you have the passion from your past to work with people that become, you know, raving fans because of the transformation you bring to them. You have a good full suite of creative products. What other tools are you able to bring to realtors that they can help, that you can help them to succeed with?
I actually bring something called Lead Pops to the table. So I can do co-branding, co-marketing. A lot of the people that I do get the leads aren't actually working with realtors. So if I can, you know, find a group that I really like, I would love to bring them clients. I don't expect it to be just a one-way street. I want to, you know, bring something to them as well. You know, mostly as thank you, but also I trust you that you're going to take care of my people the way that, you know, I'm going to take care of yours. So
that's huge.
I fully intend, yeah, to bring all of that with me. I want to give back to them.
What would some of those co-branded marketing initiatives look like?
Well, right now I have, I'll be building up a Google Ads page. I had it up for a while. So they would get notified anytime a lead comes across my desk that says no, you know, that you don't have a realtor. They get notified as soon as I get notified. I have about 15 different funnels from every different type of, you know, purchase possible, where I can post it on my Instagram, on my Facebook, on new buyer, you know, Facebook pages. I can put it on, you know, LinkedIn. I can, you know, so there's a whole stream of co-branding. Also, I have flyers that a lot of, you know, loan officers have that for open houses, and but I can also post those on multiple sites being co-branded. I can do sticky bars at the top, so that way the people that are connecting to the realtors have already gone through, maybe not so much the pre-approval, but at least they know their options, and then we can work together from the very beginning.
That's huge. Qualified. Yeah, I rarely hear people saying, I'm going to foot the bill for some Google ads. And when you get notified, when I get notified, that's not you taking the best ones. And I mean, that's you really partnering up with them. That's a really powerful package.
Yeah, well, it's all in with me. That's kind of how I do. And as many cold calls as I've been doing daily, you know, the group that I am closest with right now is Rocky Mountain Realtors out of Pueblo, my old hometown. So, you know, any of my Pueblo leads, I would send, you know, there, but I don't have anybody that's reached back out or returned any of my calls from the Colorado Springs area. So I am kind of without a partnership up here, because working with a new MLO is a little scary.
Yeah.
So,
That's really, you know, you're going in not with your hand out, but you're going in with your handing them opportunity and potential leads to establish a relationship. That's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. And I think so many people are doing those cold calls without, you know, offering something in return, that when they see, you know, the calls coming through, they're not interested before I've even had a chance to explain to them, no, I need you. I need you at the moment.
Well, and you said something else that kind of sticks out that not many people say or do, which is cold calls. You know, for you to be willing to roll up the sleeves and start making those calls, that's not fun. That's not easy, but sometimes that's what it takes to prime the pump.
Exactly. Just calling anybody and everybody that I can, you know, that is listed and saying, hey, let me help you.
Yep, exactly.
Let me be there.
So you mentioned you were a property manager for many, many years. Talk a little bit about what you learned, what makes your perspective different now as a loan officer because you were a property manager.
Well, I spent the last 17 years trying to solve problems.
Yeah.
There's nothing easy about property management, as far as you think a task is going to be simple, then you realize, no. You have 12 more steps that you have to go through to get something done, or, you know, just talking to people and clarifying their expectations or your expectations, explaining 30 odd pages of, you know, legalese to people. And just the idea of, I've watched all those people for so many years give their money away to a to a big corporation, you know, and watching their rents go up. And I'm realizing that, no, they don't have to do maintenance or work on their yards, but they're also not investing in themselves. So whenever their rent would go up, I would think, well, you know, what about a cute condo? You know, especially for the retired people that lived there. What about a cute condo? What if we got you set up? So all the maintenance itself was taken care of for you, but, you know, your rates will stay the same unless your homeowner's insurance or, you know, HOA dues or what have you change. You know, like, let's find you a way to get settled. But I couldn't do that because obviously I need them to stay. But in my mind this whole time, I'm trying to play The Sims with their life. Like, no. That's not the best idea.
But now you have that freedom, and that's awesome exactly. to be able to do that. Yeah. So, tell me about what's an example of a client you've worked with to help them get into a home. Don't mention details or names, but, you know, give a kind of a scenario that kind of stood out to them where it's like, wow, we never were treated this way before. And maybe there's a success story that, you know, in how you serve that client.
Okay. Well, recently I was working with a young lady and she was desperate to get out of her rental. It was her and her husband and two kids, and the husband didn't have any credit currently, and hers was at a 525. So to even qualify for an FHA, you have to be at a minimum of 580. So I worked with her for 2 months, you know, just tips and tricks that I've learned over the years personally, and we got her up to a 700. So that way wow. she qualified not only just for, you know, the better rates, but qualified for multiple offers in her area.
That's so impressive.
That was really, and that was just talking, you know, just checking in like, hey, how are you? How are the kids? Yeah. On the check on you. No, I don't need anything. Do you need anything? No,
yeah, right. Okay. Well, and they hang up sure going, okay. Wow, that felt a little bit different. They're not trying to upsell me, cross-sell me, pitch me anything. That was just building relationships.
Yeah, just let me talk to you. How are you doing? You know, how's this going? Or, you know, especially in 17 years of property management, you remember certain things about people or their situation. And so then you're always kind of curious. So, you know, I'm calling and asking and letting her know, yeah, I remember you told me this 4 calls ago.
Yes.
How's this going for you?
That's what it's all about. So people these days want to be treated as, you know, you hear the term B2B, business to business, or B2C, business to consumer. They want to be treated as H to H, human to human, you know, and I think yeah. that's really rare in business today because people tend to just be sprint this way and run that way and get her done and close the deal. But when people are treated like what you've said, this whole conversation, you want to treat people like you weren't treated initially, but then ultimately were, which was not just a number. I want someone to come alongside exactly. me, encourage me, guide me, teach me. And now when you're doing that, it just becomes a breath of fresh air that, you know, so many other times you're not going to be given that in the real estate industry.
You're really not. Everybody approaches it as, you know, what are you going to give to me? No, I don't like that. I spent too many years in a corporate environment. That's mm-hmm. not what's important to me. Can I pay my bills? Great. But honestly, it's let me help you. Let me get you to a position where, let me be that person. Let me hold your hand if you're worried about something. You know that you're going to be able to call me 7 days a week and I'm not going to mind picking up the phone for you. That's what's important to me. You know, like first time I was buying the house, of course, I had many nervous breakdowns. Like, how are they going to give me this much money to buy a house? You know, there's no way this is going to go through. And that poor guy was peppered with phone calls for me, you know, and he always answered and he was always there and walking me through it. So that meant more than just about anything in the whole process.
Yeah.
It was so scary.
For sure. Well, I love it. I just love your approach to doing business. I think it's just such a unique way. And and the thing is, you didn't set out to go, okay, here's my shtick. Here's what I'm going to be. No, you're just being you. And you're like, if right. this is how I need to be treated. And this is how I'm going to treat people. And it's unique and that's wonderful. And it just comes through as genuine. So I think that's such a great opportunity that you give to your clients as well as your real estate partners.
Well, thank you. That was one of the main goals too, to be in a position where I didn't have to be a facade. I want to be me and I want to, the me that I bring to the table, you know, to be genuine to you. So that way you feel more comfortable. If you feel like another person on the list of calls, you're not going to feel like I'm taking you, you know, as seriously as I should, or respecting what you're trying to do.
Well, I love it. And let's wrap up with one interesting point about you that I see in your bio. And let's explain, what is Lady Tara Schrader all about?
Well, I am an amateur historian, so I'm a big history nerd. And one day I was looking online and I saw that I could buy a title from Scotland with a little acre of land up there for conservation. And I got the biggest kick out of that.
Yeah.
So I got my husband and myself titles. So I joke and say I'm Lady Tara Schrader and he's Lord Chris Schrader. And then I got my grandma one for Mother's Day. So she's now, you know, Lady Berta McConnell, and
that's
she
awesome.
Makes all of her home health care people bow to her as they come in. So it was just fun. And I thought, you know, how many people get to have their mortgages worked on by an actual lady?
Well, we could go a whole different direction on how cool that could be to have branding and all kinds of fun stuff there. But I just thought that was a neat pop of neat information about you. So that's so cool. Well, Tara, let's wrap up with this. If anyone listening to this is like, hey, you know what? I love hearing the real, authentic, transparent way that people should be doing business. If that resonates with anyone listening to this, which it should, what's the best way that they can reach out and connect with you?
They can email me at Tara, Tera@msjmortgage.com, or you can call me directly at 719-306-3052. Or you can check out my website at LadyTaraSchrader.com.
Well, Tara, thank you so much for coming on. It was a real joy talking with you today.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Tara.
Thank you for listening to the Colorado Real Estate Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Trailstone Insurance Group. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show or listen to past episodes, visit www.coloradorealestateleaders.com.